You thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
Welcome back to the Urban Sports Scene. Joining the studio today, we got little brother Ray, and we got Wale. And man, before we hop into that pregame, man, how was everybody's Thanksgiving?
Well, mine was straight, man. It's always a blessing spending time with your family and loved ones.
About you, Ray?
I agree, man, until you get a ticket coming home from New Jersey. It hurts, man. State troopers have nothing better
to do. Were they hiding in the woods? Because that's when they usually try to get
you. Nah, he was chilling.
To get you on a drug handle?
Right off the Fort McHenry Tunnel, dog.
Oh,
he was
that
sitting
sucks.
There waiting for us.
That sucks.
And everybody was going the same speed. But
for real?
I just happened to be in that lane, so he got me.
Oh, Lord.
He was real nice, too.
I hate that. I hate when they're nice to you.
I was really aggravated.
I know.
Man. I thought I was going to warn the way he approached me. He's like, I didn't write you a ticket. You want to contest it, go to court.
That's what they did to me with my tents. They did the same thing. They were polite to me, and they just gave me a ticket.
Won't you y'all just drive away from them?
Oh, God, this ain't a Dukes of Hazzard.
I'll be all right. I remember in college, you got like 5 tickets in 1 year. You was number one in the BCS in tickets.
Man, I was like a half a point away from that driving again.
Oh,
but
man. Oh,
man, we about to hop into that pregame. Auburn takes over the number one spot in the BCS ranking. Boise State loses to Nevada off missed field goals that cost them $12 million. TCU joins the Big East in 2012. Derek Jeter's negotiation with the Yankees are becoming kind of interesting. They almost sell him to test free agency.
He should.
I mean, I don't think he's even worth it.
He's not worth the money. Yeah, he's not at all.
And then we got Georgetown, ranked number 14th in the country, taking on Missouri tonight. Wally, what you think your boy's going to do?
Hopefully we win. Missouri is ranked number 8 in the country. Matter of fact, there's an interesting blog out there. It's check it out. It's www.glidehoyas.blogspot.com. The site is Glide Hoyas, and he has interesting Georgetown information on there.
Shout out to Big Mike Sweeney from Ron. Then we got 48-year-old Evander Holyfield still fighting. He's supposed to be fighting, I don't know, Brian Nielsen, Leslie Nielsen, somebody in Denmark.
R.I.P.
Man, what you think about that, Ray?
Hey, shout out to Will T, the sweet science. This is more like forensic science. That was a premeditated joke.
Man, I'm wondering, is he going to use like orthopedic gloves in the ring? But
he's making $500,000 for that crap.
Oh,
take care of his kids. But speaking of fights, man, Andre Johnson, Cortland Finnegan, I mean, we got a role play there, man. I mean, what's up, man?
That's you. You got a slice of that's you.
I mean, that's you, though, man. I mean, I don't even know what to even say, man. But, I mean, Ray, I know you wanted to be somebody in particular.
Hey, I'll be Cortland Finnegan.
That's you, homie.
When I first got my helmet ripped off, I know what y'all was thinking. It was Paulie D from Jersey Shore. Because that's what I thought when I first seen it. I thought that when I saw the replay myself. But anyway, I'm going to get me a reality show. Fighting for Finnegan. What you got to say, Andre?
Oh,
hurt.
I'm silent. You know, they always talk about the silent people, man. We're the dangerous people out there.
Hey, man, I'll be real, man. I ain't got a 3-piece like that since the Popeye show.
Woo. And, you know, I'm so good, you know, they didn't suspend me because they wanted to see me on Thursday night. Just thank you, Roger Goodell.
25K. Think about it. You can slap somebody
to the ground.
You can find more.
Hey, I must see TV. They want to see me on Thursday night.
Hey, man, it is what it is. Then we got Eric Spoelstra and LeBron, and we decided to twist it up a little bit, and we added Mike Brown. So, you know what? Why don't you go ahead and start off, LeBron? What's up?
Should I give you a history lesson? Should I bump you on purpose? Should I bump who you want me to bump?
You bumped me the first time, and
oh,
now
that's a sports voice.
No, that's not sports. This is Mike Brown.
That's my voice.
That's your word.
Wait, I can carry on with that one. I'm fired. Thank you, LeBron.
Pat Riley's coming from a job. I'm going back to being a video tech. Ron Jeremy, you got any space on your coaching staff in Orlando for me? Van Gundy, why'd you have to hype up my team so much, man? I can't even lose a game, but I don't know. I guess Spoelstra, hopefully his teeth are losing up. He got to look like he got strong teeth. But
should I be Ron Jeremy? Should I be a porn star? Should I get a haircut?
Another news making news this weekend. We had Andy Reid pretty much.
Should I cut you off?
I don't know. It might be like Andy Reid and get my sons on. You know, they'd do anything for drugs.
Oh, Lord.
But we had Andy Reid go off on Deshaun Jackson this weekend, man. I mean, I'm going to be Andy Reid, you know. You know, Deshaun, I can make you into Freddie Mitchell, or I can make you into T.O. I mean, it's up to you. I just had a cheesesteak. So, I mean, you know, I like Jeremy Maclin anyway. I don't know what to do with you.
I have the best goatee in football. I'm the most explosive player on the team. That boy from Atlanta almost killed me, though, man. You going to give me a hard time about this? I'll see Deshaun Jackson. I mean, my bad. I am Deshaun Jackson. I'm sorry. Should I be who you want me to be?
It's all about LeBron.
And to end it off, we got Derek Anderson and Denny Green, man. You know, who? I don't know which one. We think they had debated, bro, who had the best interaction with a reporter out in Arizona. I mean, I'll be Denny Green, man. Derek Anderson, you are who we thought you were. Who we got you from Cleveland. You are who we thought you were. Is he going to want to be on a Coors Light commercial like me? I don't think so.
Derek Anderson, go ahead over there. You know, you look like Denny Green.
I know, yeah. Right? What did Derek Anderson say for real, honestly?
I can actually say.
You know,
who is Derek Anderson?
I put my sweat and tears in this, man. It's really thing I'm going out there and playing like garbage on purpose. I can laugh. Ha, 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 ha. He, he, he.
Should I shave? Should I throw the ball to who you want me to throw to? Thank you for not throwing a Fitzgerald, too. I got a W because of that.
And I got an L. He could throw the ball to Steve Breaston.
No comment.
Yeah.
We'll get to that later.
Damn fantasy. But that's you segment, man.
That's you.
We about to hop into a commercial break. We're going to talk about the Skins game when we get back.
No, please.
What should I do? Should I admit that I've made mistakes? Should I remind you that I've done this before?
Should I give you a history lesson?
What should I do? Should I tell you how much fun we had?
And the number one pick, LeBron James.
So, this went well. Should I really believe I ruined my legacy?
What should I do?
What should I do?
What should I do?
Should I have my tattoo removed? Want to see my shiny new shoes?
Should I just sell shoes?
Shiny new shoes? Or should I tell you,
I am not a role model.
Hi, Chuck. Seriously, what should I do? Should I tell you I'm a championship chaser? Did it for the money? Rings? Should I be who you want me to be? Should I accept my role as a villain? Maybe I should just disappear. Should I stop listening to my friends? They're my friends. Should I try acting?
It's got to deal with the heat, man. Keep patient. After a while, the temperature drops and everything is free and easy.
Should I be writing this down?
Uh-huh.
Should I make you laugh?
Or should I read you a soulful poem? Shoot me with your words.
You may cut me with your eyes.
But still, like air, I'll rise.
Or should we just clear the deck and start over?
Coming through here!
What should I do? Should I be who you want me to be?
I'm not afraid.
Yeah. It's been a ride.
Welcome back to the Urban Sports Scene. Hey, Wally, let these folks know how to reach us.
You can check our blogs at our podcast at www.wallyo.podbean.com. You can email us at change.da.game6@gmail.com. You can view our blogs at www.urbansportscene.blogspot.com. And you can search us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, iTunes. Just search Urban Sports Scene.
Well, unfortunately, this past weekend, the Skins caught an L against the Vikings. Leslie Frazier caught his first NFL victory. What stood out for the game for you there, Wally?
Thank you for starting with me. I appreciate it. To me, what stood out to me is that, you know, Mike Shanahan and his defensive staff in terms of Haslett continuing to bench Albert Haynesworth when, you know, when he's on that D-line, he's a force. And they continually play lesser talents in that D line. You know, every time that Albert Haynesworth was out there, we tend to stop them. We stop them on a run, and then you know they play Kemo Watu. Thank you, Kemo Watu. And you know he doesn't get any push, and it's just ridiculous to keep playing this guy who doesn't get any push while you have number 92 out there who consistently gets pushed, and he's always playing on the other side of the field. It's just frustrating as a Redskins fan.
Well, let me ask you this, though. I mean, Adrian Peterson started off, you know, with some great runs at the beginning, then got hurt. I mean, how does this probably affect the defense's mentality, considering the fact when Toby Gerhardt got in the game, he was able to run a little bit, too?
Well, like I said, you know, they ran well because they allowed them to run well. Like I said, if you're playing lesser competition, lesser talents on your D-line, that's going to happen. Toby Gerhardt wasn't running like this against anybody else. He had 76 yards on 22 carries against us, and he was falling forward after contact a number of times. You know what I mean? It's annoying.
Well, then on the flip side, on the offense side of the ball, I mean, McNabb was sacked, what, four times? I mean, what do you do about that line and protecting him? Because they've shown when they're able to protect him, he's able to throw the ball to anybody who he wants to. I mean, what you think about the other side of the line?
Like I said, it goes back to coaching. One more time. Who do we play against the Titans that, you know, he got protected the best? We played a different set of individuals. Now we're playing the Vikings. We're playing the same cast of characters.
I think
Casey Raybok, who's been terrible at center. I mean,
I think, you know, you would have thought they'd have prepared themselves a lot better, considering that the type of defensive line that the Vikings have, with, you know, the two Williams, and then you have Jared Allen and Ray Edwards. I mean, this is, you know, arguably, you know, people make the argument this may be the best defensive line in the league. I think they could have schemed a little bit better to protect McNabb. Roll him out a little bit more, or, you know, bring an extra tight end, or have Mike Sellers be pretty much his bodyguard back there. You know, I mean, you should have seen this coming, the fact, with this defensive line, but they didn't. But other aspects of the game that really stood out to me was special teams and Brandon Banks. He had some good returns, but that return for a touchdown that got called back, I mean, what do you think about the call? Me personally, I think it was a right call.
It was a right call, but if you looked at the game in terms of the consistency of calls during special teams, there are many blocks in the back going for the opposition.
Yeah,
many holds. I mean, for the opposition. I mean, in terms of the call, it was the right call.
And it was Riley who made the block.
Yeah.
He didn't even have to make that block.
Yeah, not
because,
at all.
I mean, Brandon Banks pretty much had the guy shook and was off to the races. He didn't even have to really make that block. But next week you got a division opponent coming in, the Giants. I mean, what you think about that game? What you going to protect on that game, though?
First things first, man. Carlos Rogers, stop complaining about the fans not being a home field advantage in FedEx. Though you're right, but stop complaining about it. You're just having a bad look for yourself. But in terms of the Giants, man, Nix is not playing, and Steve Smith, I believe, is not playing. So we need to stop Mario Manningham and Ahmad Bradshaw. Last year in FedEx, Ahmad Bradshaw, you know, he only had 8 carries for 61 yards and 2 touchdowns. And I think Manningham had about 44 yards and a touchdown. So we have to take those guys away.
I think, is Landry going to be looking for Jacobs this year?
Landry's in a boot.
I mean, he's not – I don't think he's going to play this week. I mean, I think, have they determined that yet?
Not yet, but we all know that Landry has it in for Brandon Jacobs. He hates that dude.
I'm going with the Giants this week because they're at home. And I think they're going to pretty much try to run the ball with Jacobs and Bradshaw, with them pretty much – not having any real wide receivers, and I think they're going to go to Kevin Boss a little bit more.
But the key thing on the offense, though, they need to find balance. They need to, even if the running game is not working, they need to find balance. They need to run the ball with Davis and Keelan Williams, regardless if it's not working. They need to find balance.
Do you have any predictions for the game, Ray?
Well, the Redskins usually win games. They're not supposed to win. So I'm going to pick the Redskins for the simple fact the Giants are banged up. And, again, the Redskins, they show up to play when they're underdogs, so... Redskins by 3.
But we about to hop into a commercial break. When we get back, we're going to talk about more NFL action.
This is President Barack Obama. In the story of America, the greatest chapters are moments of challenge. When we see people serving their country and one another. Volunteers who step forward into hospital corridors and church basements, along levees and fire lines. And the next chapter is yours to help write. Sign up to volunteer at usaservice.org. That's usaservice.org. Let's renew America together.
A message from Renew America Together, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Urban Sports Team, man. We about to hop into that NFL action this past weekend. Man, any games, any players stood out for you guys this week?
You can go first, right? You can go ahead first.
Any players stood out for me? Steve Johnson, I'm sorry, that drop was hilarious. It was like a little Giants type of thing. Sticky hands, Heyman.
Yeah, matter of fact, you want to play that clip?
Hey,
his press conference. Let's do that.
I'm like, how would you feel? You know, you go through that whole game, knowing you got a big team like the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then you got this kid coming up in the NFL, you know, making plays, and all of a sudden, when the biggest play that needs to be made, you don't make it. You know, you feel bad. You're devastated right now. Me, I never get over it. I never get over it, ever. They will, you know. The Buffalo Bills will get over it, but I won't get over it. You're a receiver. You don't drop the ball, and you go through 15 drops in the game. You know, I won't get over it.
I mean, who is this dude? I don't even know what a Stevie Johnson looks like.
I mean, he thinks he's the Rock or something.
I mean, did y'all also hear what he see? What he do? That he said something. God made him drop the ball on Twitter. Or I mean, I wouldn't even say that. I'm a heathen, but I wouldn't even go that far. If he winds up next week, like having like an ACL injury, I mean, I don't even know what to even say about this dude. Who is he? Where'd he even go to college
at? Kentucky. I looked it up. You know, I was still on Hardy from Indiana. I thought he was still on the team.
Man, I'm still looking for Andre Reed. I don't even know that is the ball in Buffalo anymore. I mean, who is this dude? What is he, like the new version of Brandon Lloyd? I mean, I don't know who he is, but, man, I don't know. To me personally, a team that really stood out for me this weekend was the Bears. I mean, they played a hot Philadelphia team with Vic. And, I mean, Jay Cutler threw, what, 4 touchdowns? Defense showed up. I mean, either Soldier Field helps them out or – but they really showed it. I mean, got to take them serious. That's the team that really stood out for me this week.
For me, the player that stood out was Chad Henne, you know, coming off a leg injury, you know, basically playing on one leg. He had 307 yards passing and 2 touchdowns. He impressed me.
But a recap on our picks last week, man, what our standings even look like? I mean, what's our records going over there?
Yeah, Fish, you're still in first place, 17-13. I'm still in second, 1 game out, 16-14. Wally's 15-15. And Will is 15-15. Outside of Will, this looks kind of like our fantasy standings.
Yeah, pretty much, man. I haven't even looked at
that. We'll get to that later.
I haven't even looked at that standings.
I haven't looked at either.
We'll talk about that later.
I don't even want to look at them, Jones.
We'll get there.
But our first game we picked last week, the San Diego, Indiana. I mean, yeah, I say Indiana. Annapolis Coast, wherever they at. We all pick San Diego. I mean, Peyton Manning, I mean, he struggles against 3-4s. He struggles against San Diego. I mean, what do you guys think about that? I mean, is it because of the system? Or does he know how to play him right? I mean, what is it?
Well, like you said, or like you just said, he struggles against the 3-4. And obviously, he struggles against the Chargers 3-4. I think the Chargers, I mean, it's not just Peyton Manning. The Chargers bring an interesting game plan to the Colts. It's more like they run the ball. And, you know, Annapolis has always been – the Colts have always struggled stopping the run anyway. So it's just a lot of factors that play in.
I think it's mental. You know how when somebody has your number, like Fish got me in fantasy, like you just think about it. Even if you got a better team, even if you got more weapons, you still make those same mistakes. I think he needs to beat the Chargers in a blowout one time to get past, that hump.
Yeah.
He had the same issue with the Patriots, and he finally got over that hump, and you see he ended up running off like 5 in a row. So that's what he needs. But right now I think it's more mental than it is the 3-4 defense.
But I don't want to say
it's tips and things.
Yeah, it's not just him, though, too. Reggie Wayne was dropping bombs left and right, big plays. I mean, touchdowns he was dropping. So it's not just Peyton Manning. I think, like Ray said, it's mental for the whole team.
Yeah, I think it's a whole team thing.
But do you think the NFL set him up playing the Patriots and the Chargers in back-to-back weeks, though? I mean, I'm figuring Goodell has to be his boy. So he ain't going to do that on purpose. I mean, I think it's just a coincidence.
I have the feeling that his father is a hated man in the league, the way he handled the whole Eli situation. San Diego can't stand the Mannings, period. And that's another reason why the Chargers get amped up to play. A.J. Smith has a lot to do with that. Goodell just wants to make money. So making Peyton look bad, that's must-see TV.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think it seems like in terms of scheduling, the Patriots and then the Chargers, two teams that historically he hasn't been good against. So I agree. I think it's something to that. You know what I mean? I mean, the Chargers, they just own them. It's amazing. You know, 08, 09 playoff games, they eliminated Peyton Manning and the Colts. It's a consistent thing.
Yeah,
it really
you got Harv Pierre from Bad Boy posing as a coach on the sideline. I don't think Jim Cole was a good coach at all. I'm sorry.
But other game we talked about last week was Philly and Chicago. I mean, all you guys picked Philly, but I picked the Bears. I mean, I think the home field just – I mean, I think Soldier Field helps them out a lot. But, I mean, how would you guys think about the game? Is this a blueprint for what you need to do to beat Vic?
I mean, blueprint? Contain. I mean, he had 333 yards and threw for 2 touchdowns, and he ran for 44 yards. I don't know if it's, really stopping or containing him. But, I mean, it was more than just Vic. I think I'll say this. In the red zone, they did a good job of defending Vic in the red zone because I think they had a number of opportunities in first and goal. They would always get to, like, the 10-yard line, and they couldn't punch it in. So I'll say this much. I think they did a real good job of stopping Vic in the red zone.
About you, Ray?
Well, Vic, if you limit his big plays, I think it limits his effectiveness. And that's what happened with the Bears. The Bears obviously didn't stop him. Contain is still a strong word, too. They kept him on the field, the offense, which was great. Jay Cutler, he played efficient. And Mike Martz, I think, is finally starting to get through to him.
I think the one thing that really helped the Bears as far as being that type of team that can, I guess, yes, contain Vic is their linebackers. They have athletic enough linebackers that can at least, they ain't running Vic down, but they can at least get to him quick enough. So I think that it kind of helps him a little bit.
And it's not just the linebackers. You got Julius Peppers, who's a freak. But, I mean, like to piggyback on what Ray just said, Jay Cutler, you know, Mike Martz he gets it. It's not just Jay Cutler. It's Mike Martz. I mean, he's starting to lean on that running game. And, you know, I think Jay Cutler only threw like 14, only completed 14 passes for like 247 yards.
Yep. Is this going to become something consistent for Jay Cutler?
Yeah, it has to, because if you put the game on Jay Cutler, it's shown out there. The blueprint is out there that he'll fail. It's out there. So I think if the Bears, like I said before in the last show, if the Bears run the ball, you know, they have a good enough defense. If they run the ball and limit Jay Cutler's opportunities and he succeeds with those opportunities, the Bears are a dangerous team in the NFC.
If they did this game in Philly and played this way and won, then I would think more of Jay Cutler. Because they played at home, I want to see more of this from Jay Cutler. But another big game, Green Bay Atlanta, man, that was like probably the best game of the entire weekend. They went back and forth. Is Atlanta getting lucky winning these close games, or are they really looking like the team to beat?
It's a little bit of both, honestly. I mean, if you look at every game, San Fran, Baltimore, Green Bay, it was one other game outside of Arizona, which was a blowout, and St. Louis. Atlanta has got a lot of balls bounced their way against Cleveland. Peyton Hillis fumbling on like the 3-yard line. Tampa Bay, LeGarrette Blount on 4th-and-1. It's a little bit of both. Now, is that good defense? Sure, it is at some points, but we got to bend, not break defense, which I think can get us to where we need to go if we get home field advantage. But that's going to be key. We got a big game coming up this weekend against Tampa Bay. We need to win that game because you can't afford to go in and play New Orleans with the same record, even though it's going to be at home.
Yeah, I think the Falcons are for real. I said it before. I thought the Falcons are one of the best teams in it, not just the NFC, but the NFL. But I would like to see them play their tougher opponents on the road and see how they come up with that, you know, because I think they play the Ravens and Packers at home because, you know, Georgia Dome is an intimidating place to play at. But I think they're for real, you know what I mean? But I think that game the game with the Packers was an awesome game, like you all said. I think, you know, Matt Ryan continues to impress by leading game-winning drive. So, I mean, the Falcons are for real.
Real quick, though, a lot of times, especially Skip Bayless, oh, man, he got on my nerves this morning. He really doesn't like the Falcons. But Atlanta gets a lot of calls that goes against them as well. I mean, I know here in D.C. area, we don't get a chance to see them that often. Luckily, I did this past weekend. And Green Bay got a number of calls that went their way, man. It looked at the end like Atlanta got the breaks with the Tony Gonzalez catch on 4th down, which was a drop if they were to challenge, which was huge. But like I said, Green Bay, I can't point out specifically what it was, but they got some calls that went their way as well. So,
well, I think traditionally Green Bay always seems to get calls in their favor. But one thing about Atlanta, I think when you see stuff like this, it shows that usually teams, when things go a team certain way, those are the teams that need to be beat. So all this is showing that Atlanta right now is probably the best team in the NFC.
New Orleans last year got all the lucky bounces, man, especially against the Skins.
So another game we talked about was the Cowboys in New Orleans. Roy Williams, wherever you at, man, I'm coming for you. But, man, I had my boys trying to pull off the upset. Ray and Will, you went with N.O., but, I mean, is Roy Williams to blame for this game to me? Yeah, I mean, he cost him the game to me.
I just think it was a better play by Malcolm Jenkins.
Oh, I don't have no comment on that. Roy Williams was a great catch, great run, better defense.
Roy Williams' time in Dallas is coming to an end. I don't see him being back next season. And me personally, I think the Cowboys should lose at least majority of the rest of their games. Patrick Peterson, LSU, defensive back, I want you in a Cowboy uniform. But our next game we talked about, Chicken Boxes, Tampa Bay, Josh Freeman, Ray Lewis, man. We all picked B-more, man. What you guys think about that game? And, I mean, I think, you know, the defense for the Ravens finally showed up.
Well, I'll say this. I'm just going to speak on Tampa's behalf. I think Tampa's defense has improved, I think. I think they played a good game. Kellen Winslow came to play in terms of the offense, and I thought Tampa had a good showing. I mean, they went to Baltimore. It's not like they were at home, you know what I mean?
I know college and the NFL are totally different, but LeGarrette Blount, you got shut down by Boise State. So what makes you think he's going to run anything in Baltimore? I'm sorry.
You think he'd have punched Ray Lewis?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I don't know. I think he could take
him. No. He might have hit Tar Heap.
Yeah, not Ray.
I don't know. But me, I took from Tampa Bay. We talked about them all year. I think what they take from these losses is more games than losses from these games. They can at least show they can at least fight with somebody. But games this week, man, we got big games this week. We got Atlanta and Tampa Bay. Who you guys going with in that game?
Atlanta. I'm tired of picking from them.
I'm picking Atlanta. I just think that, you know, Atlanta's just that team right now. Will, matter of fact, let me check who Will picked. Let's see right here.
You'll never have it, man.
Man, Will, you know, it's late. Atlanta. Who's got Atlanta?
Man, I'm going with Atlanta. I think you're going to see the same showing from Tampa Bay. I think it's going to be maybe a close game. Josh Reed may bring him back late. I'm going with Atlanta.
I need to do the stats on when we all pick together, what's the record? Because it seems like we've been undefeated when we all pick together.
I think so. Unity, man.
All right, special out. Atlanta's going to win then.
It's special.
That's my fantasy. I know you like that.
That's my fantasy team right there. I got everybody in Atlanta this weekend.
I see.
And then we got Chicken Box, Pittsburgh, Black and Yellow.
Oh, man.
Wiz Khalifa, get out of jail, man. We're going to smoke one for you. Baltimore, Pittsburgh, what is that? Who we going with? What's that, B. Rich, Wiz Khalifa against each other?
Oh, man.
I'm going with Baltimore, man. I think Baltimore's going to be able to take Pittsburgh.
Roll
in this upset.
Down. I'm about to get the standings.
What you got, Ray?
I got Pittsburgh, baby, all day.
Well, Will T has B. Moore, and I have Pittsburgh.
Nice. Oh, we got a split. Then another big game, man. I don't know. This is starting to be like the biggest game and, you know, the big robbery going on right now. The Jets and the Patriots, man. I'm going with my man, the Belly. I'm going with Rex Ryan here, man. I don't know. I'm going with a dude that endorses Uggs, Tom Brady.
I know, right?
I'm going with the Jets.
Will T picked the Jets. I too picked the Jets as well.
I picked New England, baby. Clam chowder all day over here. I won't eat it, but Danny Woodhead, baby. 5-5 of all men.
That's Juice, man. Go ahead.
No comment. Then we got another, I guess this is like a bitter comeback or story from like a couple weeks ago. Ty Haley and Josh McDaniels, they playing this weekend. Casey and Denver, it's going to be pointing the finger and everything, man. I'm going Kansas City here, man. I think they're going to just come out and just dominate. Dwayne Bowe, he's been on fire, so I'm going with Kansas City here.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Kansas City on this one.
KC.
And Will T has Kansas City as well.
I got KC. That's a clean sweep.
Yes,
then we got, man, the last game, this Cleveland-Miami. I'm going to push. Can you push it?
No pushing.
Because Ray going to want a game. He think he's going to gain a win. That's all. But nah,
push.
I'm going to go with Miami. If Chad Henne's playing, I'm going to go with Miami. They playing a home game.
He's playing.
I'm taking Miami, too.
Yeah, I choose Miami myself, and Will has chosen Cleveland.
Peyton Hillis?
I guess.
I don't know. Peyton Hillis look like he been locked up, man. He looks swole.
I know. Mike Allside, younger brother.
Yeah. But we about to hop into a commercial break. When we get back, we talking that good old fantasy football.
Oh, yeah. Will T, where you at with this one?
Hi, this is Wally Akinso from the Urban Sports Scene. Earlier today, I had a sit-down interview with Jim Gray, which focused on a hard decision that I had to make.
How many people know your decision right now?
In all realness, Jim, that's a dumbass question. I should smack your ass right now.
One hand or two hands?
If you keep playing, I'm going to smack you with two hands.
When did you decide?
The idea of me smacking you came about 30 seconds ago.
You still a nail biter?
Don't worry about my nails. They won't be in the way when I smack you. Don't worry about it, all right?
We've had everybody else biting their nails, so I guess it's time for them to stop chewing.
Jim, if I was you, I wouldn't worry about everybody else.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know, what's your decision?
I smacked Jim Gray.
That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
Yes, Jim, that was the decision that had me tossing and turning this morning. It was hard, but I felt that my left and my right would make an impact on your face. And I was right.
Why?
Why? That's why. You think you know? You have no idea. You don't know the decisions that anybody within the USS has to make.
eat your brain. Then I'ma start rocking gold teeth and fangs, cause that's what a motherfucker monster do.
Welcome back, man. We about to talk of that good old fantasy football. Man, I don't even know where to start, man. Y'all can take over.
All right, man. I'm gonna speak for Will T. Will T said, you know, he's at his number one spot right now. You know what I mean? He was like, you know, basically he was saying, no, Fish, you were talking, you know, all that trash. I'm paraphrasing.
I got some text messages.
I'm paraphrasing for the man.
I'll find it because he's
all crazy. Right.
This man, sending everybody.
Yeah, he was like from first to last. That was one of his quotes as well.
When was he in last?
No, he's talking about you.
But I'm like, what, third place?
He's saying that you might not make from first and not making the playoffs. That's I'm just saying a quote from Will T. Right,
this is what he said. I soften him up for you next week. You have to go for the kill and keep Fish out the playoffs.
I'm like the 100.
I didn't say anything.
I'm like the 100 in our league. That's cool.
In response, I said, look, I can make the playoffs whether I win or lose. He said, you got to have the eye of the tiger. Go for the kill.
That man tripped. In my leagues, I'm fighting for playoff spots in three leagues, including ours. The rest, I have no chance. I'm eliminated. I'm on Justin.
Royal Rumble. You got thrown over the top rope.
I'm like Justin in those two leagues, man. Justin. So, but yeah, man. This league right here, though, it's a fight right now, man.
Yeah, what's up with Jay Chris, man? I ain't get a new Twitch show text message.
I didn't either. I was surprised.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
I mean, ain't like he listens to our show anyway.
You know what I mean?
Forget the new Twitch show. Be real with you. Real. I don't like him anyway. I know I put it on Facebook, but I can't stand him. Anyway, my bad. Get back to fantasy.
How you doing in your leagues, Ray?
I went 4-0 in my leagues this week. I'm proud of that. I ain't gonna lie. I had some tough games. Thank you, Larry Fitzgerald, man. You know, all you needed was like a half a yard. You know how NFL.com is. You get like a 3.8 for 38 yards. That's all you needed. He had 37. So therefore, I pulled it out. People was text messaging me, talking trash, everything. But right now, if the playoffs start today, I would be in all four of my leagues, which is great. But I'm only clinched in one. So I expect to make it at least two out of the four leagues. I hope to make it in our league. You know, I can make it whether I win or lose against Fish. Big game. Historically, I don't win in this game. I'm Brett Favre at Texas Stadium. But thank God y'all moved to a new stadium. Maybe I can get the monkey off my back.
Man, all I want to know is who came up with my schedule in our league.
It wasn't me. Wally tried to come up with your schedule.
It took me a whole day to try to come up with my schedule.
I have played everybody either in first or somewhere in a playoff team for like, what, four or five straight weeks?
Now, honestly, I'll be real with you. If me and Ray got to fix the schedule, the schedule wouldn't have been like this.
It'd have been worse?
No, it would have been much better.
It was just too hard. So I actually had to call ESPN, remember, and like, we can't change our schedule from last year, and they actually helped me out, and there you go.
Man, yeah. where's the Justins and the Owls and the Hurls at, man? I ain't played none of them. Ron is fighting. Everybody I've played, at least in the last five, six straight weeks, are playoff contenders.
But you're not out, though. That's the good thing. I mean,
I would like to play at least the Carolina.
Well, hey, we need to break. We need,
need
to
at least one Carolina game
to,
in
we,
there.
We need to break down scenarios.
You, that's a compliment, man. I'm not Carolina. In the beginning, yeah, I was the number one overall draft pick this year.
We need to break down the scenarios of how certain people can make the playoffs or not, man, in our league. Because it's interesting.
Well, no, it's a lot, man. I don't know if we want to do that.
Yeah, it's going to be too much time.
Production notes, which, you know, got out on WikiLeaks, probably shows that we don't have time. I don't think
you're right.
To do that,
you're right.
But how did our players do this week with our starters and the sleepers this week?
Man, everybody
this
was terrible.
I don't know. I think I came through this week with New England receivers.
Oh, that don't count. You had to choose one. Receivers.
Man, it's Detroit. I mean, you
got to choose.
Anybody was going to score against
you
them.
You asked Brandon Tate to do anything.
I will give you credit saying they almost scored half a hundred, and they almost scored half a hundred yeah. again. I did say that earlier.
But how'd you do though, Wally? You had Randy Moss.
I had Randy Moss.
I don't even know what is Tennessee on you know, Tennessee
Does
squad.
Does he play for Tennessee?
23 yards, man, and no touchdowns.
Can he really have more disappointing,
man? Man, they need to let him like punch Finnegan before games or something to get him warmed up. I don't know what's going on.
Man, Rusty. Yeah, oh man, I don't know. I don't understand. I just don't understand. They're the worst. They're like the 30th or 31st. Worst pass defense out there, and he still couldn't do better than 50. He couldn't get 50
Texas
yards.
Game hurt Wally. He said, "Start Rusty Smith
and sit Jamal Charles." Jamal Charles went up like 173.
Oh, man. And a touchdown too.
Yeah, but how'd you do over there, Ray?
Not good either. Thanksgiving, Sean Hill did throw a touchdown to Calvin, which helped me out NFL.com. Yes, I beat that dude. Hope he's listening. I said, sit Fred Jackson. That didn't work out, but everybody at this table would have said Fred Jackson against Pittsburgh. And Steve Breston, nah, Derek Anderson, he cussed out people because of that game. So I blame that on Derek Anderson. But no, overall, I sucked last week. And if you took my advice, I'm still good.
So what you got? Who you guys going with this week? Who you guys got starting this week, though?
I got Steven Jackson starting versus Arizona. I mean, Brian Westbrook. Did y'all see that? Come on, now, where he great, come from? Out of a hot tub time machine, though?
Pretty
with a
much. Cap?
Frank, I mean,
Frank,
no
waves.
Frank Gore's out for the season, too.
Yeah.
He is?
Yeah.
IR. Cracking the hip.
He has a nasty smile. But look, that's a wash, though. I mean, I know he's out, but hopefully.
You playing Ron this week?
Nah, Al does. We need Ron to lose. We all need Ron.
Nah, no.
Ron and Keith can go down and fall. I care. Keith, man, take your team out, man. You don't care. You're a cheater.
Jack Johnson.
I'm going to say bench Wes Welker against the Jets because Revis, Cromartie, nah, Wes Welker, he doesn't even run routes. And my sleeper is Felix Jones at Indy all day. Dallas.
What about you over there, Wong?
Yeah, I'm saying start Sam Bradford against the Cardinals. I mean, everybody in terms of every good quarterback torches the Cardinals. I would say also in terms of who I would sit. I would sit Fred Jackson. I think Buffalo's playing, I believe.
Minnesota.
Yeah, they're playing Minnesota. And I think that, you know, playing under Leslie Frazier, they look motivated. And I don't see Fred Jackson putting a good number against
Leslie.
The Vikings.
It's not a good week for men named Leslie.
And also, in terms of the Vikings, I was actually, if my sleeper would be Sidney Rice. Sidney Rice playing, I think they're playing against Buffalo. I mean, their defense is porous. They give a lot of big plays in the run. I think the play action fake would be good for Sidney hitting them deep.
I heard his middle name is Brown.
Who? Sidney Brown Rice.
Hey, he's full of fiber. So I'm not
good. Man, I don't know who to even Ben. Say start this week. Kansas City's defense. I would say start them against Denver because I think they're gonna be on payback mode.
I just released them.
As far as sitting this week, I'll probably say sit Big Ben. I don't have him doing too much against Baltimore's defense. And as far as my sleeper, I'm gonna say John Kittner. I think he might.
Hey, I got Kittner on my squad, man.
I say John
Kittner. Almost worked out last. That's why I lost to Wally. I took him out the game.
Hey, but you know what? I love it though.
You said Kansas City. Did you see what happened last time you played Denver?
I think they're gonna be motivated to play. That's why.
That's good.
Hey, man, sounds good.
I mean, I'll be honest with you.
I got Kansas City defense in my other league still because that's all I can
do.
Because you got to think, I mean.
I got the Dirty Birds still.
I think they should be able to come back from last week, but we'll see. We about to hop into a commercial break. When we get back, we're going to talk a little college football.
Some voices are more powerful than others.
Ask not what your country can do for
one
you.
One small step for man, one
that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
To your child, there is one voice that rises above all others, yours. Talking to your kids about the dangers of drugs will lower their chance of drug use by up to 50%. Get the help you need at drugfree.org. A message from the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Welcome back to the Urban Sports Scene. We're about to talk about good old college football. But before we talk about them, man, let's go ahead and plug our folks' Apple G's a little bit.
Yeah, you can listen to Fish and Will every Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Just check out www.blogtalkradio.com/Apple G's. Apple G's is spelled APOGEEZS.
Yeah, Will get his one phone call a day on Sundays in prison. I know y'all heard him in a while. You want to see his picture, check out urbansportscene.blogspot.com. We got a huge picture up there, Will. Standing right in the middle. Looking like a plum.
Man, shout out to Vivian, coach on Apple G's and Pettis Ryan. But college football, man, we got conference championship games going on this week, man. The SEC, we got Auburn facing South Carolina.
I want to see TCU in a BCS championship game.
I know where you really like South Carolina's wide receiver, Jeffries. But man, I'm gonna have to go with Auburn here. I think Cam Newton's gonna keep it rolling and get to the national championship game. Play Oregon.
Jeff Garcia, little brother, he's gonna get it.
Yeah, he stinks though.
So who you going with over there, Wally?
Unfortunately, I'm going to Auburn. I just want South Carolina to win.
And you was all against them with the Alabama game, though, man.
Obviously, I was wrong.
They came back.
You were close.
Cam Newton, I mean, I was close, but Cam Newton is that dude. I'm sorry. He's that dude. It was supposed to be a blowout. Then Cam Newton's like, nah, it ain't going to happen that way. He's that dude. I'm not going to even lie. He's that dude right now.
Okay. We'll see.
Another Vince Young.
He has a way better throwing motion.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Man, we save this conversation for later. We talk about him all day with his bag of money.
He don't throw a frisbee.
And his dad, corrupt pastor. We ain't going to talk about him.
Oh, man.
Other championship game we got going on in the ACC. We got Virginia Tech and Florida State. It seems like every year Virginia Tech's in this game. I don't know. Tyrod Taylor, I don't know how he even does it. I'm going Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I mean, because there's nobody in the ACC. That's why Virginia Tech does it every year. The only team that's actually good. Yeah, Tyrod Taylor, I'm taking him.
About you over there, Ray?
I'll go FSU on this one.
Oh, Florida State. I'm
rooting for Florida State.
Deion Yeats. But,
Lavernius Coles.
Is this before or after he got touched?
Oprah.
He's working with Tyler Perry now, I heard.
This ain't the Boondocks.
That boy got touched as a child. But in the other game, man, the Big 12 game, we got Oklahoma playing Nebraska. Man, I'm going with the upset here. I'm going to go with Nebraska taking down Oklahoma.
Wow, you going Taylor with your Martinez. You're going with your old roommate, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. LB, man, wherever you at, I don't even know how you came. Him and Big Ron, like, oh, yeah, even Nebraska fans, but I'm going with Taylor Martinez in this game.
Big Ron don't count. Oklahoma.
About you over there, Ray?
Oklahoma. I ain't going Eric Crouch.
But that wraps up our college football segment. When we get back, we're talking about the NBA.
That's it?
Yes, it's over. It's done. I'm a champion. Realize Shaq's mechanism. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, Shaquille O'Neal for rap. It's not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Urban Sports Team. About to get into that NBA play right now. Man, have any of y'all guys checked out the Jordan commercial? I know you got a clip for us, Wally.
Yeah, let me play that right now, man. It's awesome.
What should I do? Should I admit that I've made mistakes? Should I remind you that I've done this before? Want to see my shiny new shoes? Should I just sell shoes?
Shiny new shoes?
Maybe I should just disappear.
Maybe it's my fault. Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym. Maybe I made you think that every shot I took was a game winner. That my game was built on flash and not fire. Maybe it's my fault that you didn't see that failure gave me strength, that my pain was my motivation. Maybe I led you to believe that basketball was a God-given gift and not something I worked for every single day of my life. Maybe I destroyed the game. Or maybe you're just making excuses.
Man, I don't even know what. I think it's kind of messed up, though. Jordan's like LeBron's hero. He kind of goes on him, but I'm going with Jordan on the commercial, though, man. I think he's right, though.
I mean, I like the commercial, man. I like it because I think Nike's about to get paid off this, man. It's going to be awesome.
It's like they're using both of them. They're just pimping both of them out.
I'm not going to choose a side. I just think that, you know, it's a big play. It's a big win from Nike. It's a big win.
What'd you think about the commercial, though, Ray?
I think he should have went after Penny Hardaway. That's his real idol. Did y'all know that?
For LeBron?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I mean, that's why he came out with the LeBrons, the characters. He was trying to impersonate Lil Penny.
Oh, that makes sense.
He said Penny Hardaway was like his idol, you know, at one point. Same height, you know, different build. But
Butch McCray.
That's right.
So he couldn't. But Penny was begging to come to Miami. He couldn't get him in Miami. That was his true idol.
Penny wanted to play for Miami. Right?
I know.
Oh, that's what you
I'm
said.
Saying, yeah.
Nah, he's look. Have you seen Penny?
I'm just saying.
He's like a quarter.
Yeah, I know. He's a quarter
Penny,
now.
Penny was like
dollar.
Yeah. Penny said he was
cent piece.
Penny said that, you know, he would stay on the bench just to play for the Heat. He just won the ring.
Penny has some nice shoes.
awesome gray shoes.
LeBron hasn't had any really good ones yet. These last ones have
never had a penny.
I don't know. Yeah, they sell LeBrons at the outlet, so I don't.
Yeah, you can never have shoes like Penny.
But speaking of LeBron, man, he's going back to Cleveland, the warehouses, the factories. Yeah. Wasn't the game Thursday? Thursday night's the game. Man, they making a big fuss about this game, man. What you guys think about it? Me personally, I think it's kind of overrated.
Man, I hope he just does the powder move in Cleveland. I hope he does the whole thing, man. The whole Kevin Garnett thing. It's not his, though, with the whole Kevin Garnett thing. I hope he does it in front of everybody.
He looks like Goldust, WWE, man, doing this nonsense. But it's a big deal in Cleveland. That's it, because what else is going on there, as we pointed out?
I don't know.
I don't know. They're making tires. I don't know.
Anyway,
don't know.
LeBron, I'm going to add him at Twitter. Is that what you call it? You got to add somebody?
Yeah.
Food Fuse, Burgers in Akron this Thursday, though. That's the best thing going on. I'm on TV, Dag, on it. Michael Simon, shout out, man.
But our next part of the NBA segment we love to do, I'm going to hand this off to you guys. This is your guys' segment right here, man.
This is all of our segments.
Exactly, man.
Wally, go ahead, man. Take the reins on this one. Going hard in paint. Man, you talk about this all week, man. You sing the song all the time.
Yeah,
you got
I
in
go
your car.
Hard in the- And the paint. Man, if I don't want to stink it, just let the music drop right now.
All right, last week, dog, I had Wesley Matthews. He's the best player from Marquette right now in the NBA. Shout out to Dwayne Wade. We can put him on Twitter, too, baby. The real Dwayne Wade, is that his name? The real D-Wade?
The official, D-Wade official.
D-Wade official, that's what it is. Y'all agree with me? Y'all think he's been the best player from Marquette? So
no.
Far?
Marquette?
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade's the best player from Marquette.
This season.
This season?
Yeah.
Probably, I'll give you that.
Anyway, he averaged 15 points in his last three games, including 25 against New Jersey on Sunday. This week, I'm going Wally's boy, Mike Conley.
Oh, no.
From Memphis. Oh, hey, right now he's averaging 14 points and 6 assists per, and they're playing the Lakers right now as we speak, so I'll check his numbers as soon as we get off the air. He plays Atlanta tomorrow in ATL, home versus Houston on Friday, and his last game before our next show is Sunday at Denver. I expect him to average at least 12 a game and 8 assists.
Oh, sweet. Last week I chose Darko Milicic. He averaged 17 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 blocks last week, including a 22-point effort against the Spurs. I think he had 8 rebounds and 5 blocks. This week, I'm choosing Raymond Felton, Ray's boy, North Carolina.
James Jones?
Go ahead. He's averaging 18 points and 8 assists this year, so he's definitely my player to go hard in the paint.
Man, I forgot who I even had last week. I think I went.
You ain't nobody. You picked Pat Riley.
Yeah. Pat Riley went hard in the paint. Hey, you see? Didn't they win the other night? They beat the Bullets, though, but that don't really count.
Why don't you let us pick for you?
You know what? I'm going to keep picking, man. I'm going to go with somebody else light skin. I'm going to go with Ron Jeremy. Go with
can't coach, but go with a player, man.
Man,
go with a player.
He always goes hard. No homo.
Yeah, man. Choose a player.
You know,
man.
I'm gonna choose JaVale McGee, man.
All right, yeah, I suspect.
Elton Brand pushed him last week, and he waved goodbye to the guy. Hopefully, he can get him a couple points this week.
He had a
man.
Good week last week. He had a good week
you
last week.
Should have picked Courtland Finnegan.
I don't know. He might get stolen on the court. By like Gilbert Arenas or somebody. Who knows?
Urban translation. That means punched.
I'ma steal on him.
But we about to hop into a commercial break. When we get back, we'll talk a little bit of real talk, continue on a Plastico Burrs topic.
Just a little bit.
Hi, this is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Every 2 minutes, another American is sexually assaulted. If you or someone you know has been sexually assaulted, you are not alone. Help is just a call or click away through the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Please call 1-800-656-HOPE. That's H-O-P-E. Or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Welcome back. We're about to hop into our Real Talk segment. Last week we was talking about Plaxico Burress. Could he be able to make a comeback? And news broke out this week with Drew Rosenhaus, I think, kind of bringing a little smoke out about a couple of teams interested in Plaxico. I think it was a big. I mean, it was kind of, you know, kind of wild. We just got finished talking about this.
Yeah, he has been biting our stories.
Yeah, I think Rosenhaus is just blowing smoke here. Some old Willis McGahee stuff. Yeah. I mean, what you guys think about it?
No, I kind of believe Drew Rosenhaus. I think there are a couple of teams out there. It might not. It's not a lot of teams, but probably like 2 teams out there that are interested in Plaxico Burress. I mean, before he got locked up, you know, he was. I mean, a wide receiver who can get you 10 touchdowns a year.
I don't think it's any teams at this time of the season unless it's the Cowboys tonight. But if Plaxico comes back, he gets released, it won't be the first time. Cause people who not in the playoff race, that's what I'm trying to say. I mean,
I think
why would anybody else be interested
honestly,
in him?
Honestly, I can see the Washington Redskins being interested in him. Honestly, I mean, what wide receivers out there that, you know, that we can actually utilize?
Hey,
you know
he'll actually get paid to get released this time.
Well, I think his release date is, you know, we looking at like summertime for him.
He's going to be placed on waivers.
Yeah. So he might get like a, he might be on like the prison football team's practice squad. The mean machine or something.
Fancy football, man. He can't clear the Thursday.
Yeah.
3:30 a.m.
Man, he looks like a salamander or something, man.
But, I mean, as far as the talk, I mean, we'll have to see. I think that, you know, I'm pretty sure teams are going to be interested to see him. He's going to have his little workout, do whatever he needs to do, but I mean, we'll see this summer.
I mean, I want him to be successful, man. He deserves a second chance. Like I said, he went to jail for shooting himself. It's kind of funny. Cheddar Bob.
He drove a van. Did you see his van before he got locked up?
Nah, I didn't see it.
The cameras were following. It was like the Scooby-Doo van, but he had like rims on it. Dude is weird, man. We'll see what happens. He's not Charles Rogers. I said that last week. Yeah. He should get some looks, but not right now. Drew Rosenhaus, this is bad timing, dog. During the summertime, during off-season, man. Mm-hmm. I can see, even at the Pro Bowl, if he's at the game, saying, Plaxico Burress is getting ready to be released, you know, come check him out.
They're just trying to put it out there. I mean, as an agent, you know, you have to put it out there. So, I mean, if it's true or false, regardless or whatever, but as a good agent, you know, he's supposed to get his man some kind of buzz, you know. Even if it's false, it could start one way and it can trickle into something else. So you just hope, you know, like I said, I hope the guy gets a second chance. I think Plaxico Burress can still be effective in the NFL.
They wouldn't let him even have a Facebook page in jail.
Are you supposed to? You're in jail. I mean,
well, I mean, they have a library.
They got wireless connection in the jail? Wireless connection?
I'm pretty sure they have a computer lab.
Free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi.
You sure they let him do something in prison?
Reba Dog gonna get a lottery ticket for that. We're rich again. Was that Reba Dog?
What are you talking
about? Shout out to Oz. You ain't watch Oz?
Oh, I know you're talking about.
You know who Reba Dog is.
Reba Dog? Who's Reba Dog on Oz?
He was like the old, I don't know who.
Adebisi, only person know.
No, Al knows that. Al loves that.
Reba Dog was like the old Jewish dude that was like.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
He got a lottery ticket, gave it to the guard.
The ball hit the ball dude. Not, what's his name?
Nah,
the old ball.
Not saying.
I'm not talking about what's his name. The dude used to wear the hat.
Nah, he used to have like a little bandana.
Remember Nails from wrestling?
I know Nails.
All right, Nails. Oh, it was a guard that looked just like him.
I know you're talking about.
He took his ticket. And
I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Reba was trying to save his grandson or something like that.
Oh, I know you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Man, okay. Oz still comes on.
Does it really?
Yeah,
on the real channel and on the along with what is that? What's the ball?
When Oz was Plaxico Jackson Vayue?
Go ahead.
Was he still sniffing that stuff?
Hey man, speaking of prison, Wesley Snipes really went to prison this past week. Shout out to him. That Undisputed thing, Ving Rhames, he about to really live that right now.
I think when Wesley go to prison, it's gonna be more like Tu Wong Fu, man. I think they're going to get a hold of Wesley inside.
Him and T.I. Yeah. Boy, he going to be John Leguizamo.
Go ahead.
Man, I don't know. We went from talking about Plaxico talking about Bama's in jail. I don't even know.
Oh, that was him in Tu Wong Fu?
Who's that?
That was Wesley Snipes?
Yeah, he was in there.
Oh, yes, he was.
Hey, I thought that was Cheryl Underwood. Remember I got the hookup? He said, you look like Cheryl. You look like... Wesley Snipes and Tu Wong Fu. He's gonna show Underwood. That's crazy, man. Free Wi-Fi in prison. I know y'all wonder where are we going with this, man.
I don't know, man. Speaking of prison, damn, my cousin gets out of jail Friday. So.
You can get out on a Friday?
He's getting released Friday.
Oh, you can hit. Okay,
you can
hit
him. He's gonna be on waivers. Okay.
So hopefully, man. I guess I gotta look out for him when he get out.
That's the one that ride the motorcycles.
Nah, somebody else.
Hey man.
But that wraps up another episode of the Urban Sports Scene, man. Any last shout outs you guys want to give?
Shout out to Will T, man. I hope you come back next week. If not, so what?
If you have an internet email address in jail, what is it? Like Plaxico Burress at Penitentiary. How would it go?
Plaxico Burress at Norton.
At what?
I'm making it up.
Right, whatever prison Norton. You at. And your prison number.
No, what, 1325 at
what's
you think you got a jersey number
at Rikers?
At Rikers. What's the one that Rayford Evans is at? What's the record that?
He's
at undisclosed.
Yeah, undisclosed.
And there was one
American Gangster, Plastic Burris. He shot himself in his head.
On this episode
of American Gangster.
He's catching touchdowns and shooting touchdowns.
Look at him on his block.
Antonio Pierce is going to be interviewed.
Exactly.
That was my boy, man.
My
boy. Going down with
him. He shot. I had to rush that gun off. You know what I mean?
Eli Manning went to visit, and here's how it went. I've never been a place head. Like this.
With Plastico, it was so different with him.
Hey, man. It's over, dog.
Man, that wraps up another episode. We about to get too far over, so we holler at y'all same time, same place. Six to stacks of moon, and I'm in your town. Just some shake a booty on.